Our Project Milwaukee series on the incarceration of black men in Milwaukee has told the stories of many people who've been in and out of jail and prison for decades. Some of them served their first terms behind bars when they were children. Lake Effect essayist Paul Hines believes the cycle of imprisonment ought not to start so early.
Newsflash. A child is not an adult. Even if we ignore recent research that concludes brain development continues well into our 20s, there's a long-held belief that teenage brains are still developing through adolescence. So why is it that when a crime is committed, particularly a horrifically violent crime, district attorneys seem hell-bent on charging children as adults? Alex Reibel, the 16-year-old knife-wielding student who attacked classmates and a security guard in Pennsylvania last month, has been charged as an adult with 4 counts of attempted murder and 21 counts of aggravated assault. But a 16-year-old is not an adult. We don't yet live in some Orwellian world in which 2 plus 2 equals 5. Simply calling a child an adult does not suddenly transform a 16-year-old into a 36-year-old. This propensity to charge violent teens as adults is presumably to ensure that the perpetrators don't get off too easy, the way they might in a juvenile court. Sometimes this gets taken to extremes that most would find preposterous. In 2011, a 12-year-old in Florida was charged as an adult for murder. A plea deal was reached last year, so sanity ultimately prevailed on that one. But if the concern is that juvenile courts are too lenient on violent offenders, then it would seem that juvenile courts need to change. But prosecutors take the easy way out by, in effect, changing the definition of an adult. But if a 16-year-old truly has the faculties of, say, a 36-year-old, then you can't change the definition simply to suit your own needs. You have to go all the way. A 16-year-old should then be able to smoke, drink, defend his country, vote, create contracts, live independently of parental control, sue, make a will, and participate as a juror. Would you like to stand trial before a jury of 12 16-year-olds? I didn't think so. Perhaps then we shouldn't be so quick to raise the ante by zealously charging a child whose brain is still wiring itself. Sure, it could be argued that the age that defines adulthood is somewhat arbitrary, and that some leeway should be given to prosecutors. But that's not how the courts work in any other circumstance. One cannot stand before a judge and argue that he should be allowed to smoke as a 16-year-old because he's more mature than his peers. If the goal is to ensure that a lengthy sentence be achieved, then why stop at charging Alex Reibel as an adult? Why not charge him as a black man? That ought to put him away for a while. According to one study, black men serve jail sentences that are 20% longer than white men for the same crime. But black is not white, adults are not children. 2 plus 2 does not equal 5.
Paul Hines is a writer, musician, and former Wisconsinite who now lives in the Chicago area. The Grand Avenue Mall is up for auction this week. We'll get the details from the Milwaukee Business Journal when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.